Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who beepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
It is what it is.
Peace. What up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel for Brother Yanni. Assalamu alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back again, y'all. I want to first start off by, you know, thanking everybody for joining us. And also, last week, your boy was absent. You know what I'm saying? I had a minor mishap or whatnot. But I'm here. You feel me? That's a one-off. You
did.
One-off.
I'm already
know
what happened.
Yeah.
I'm
here.
It's a minor setback for a major comeback.
That's all. And despite popular belief, I was not particularly celebrating the 4th of July. But some other things went on and I wasn't able to make it. But my apologies, family. We are back. We are here. Thanks for joining us. It is July 11th. You know, we are halfway through the year. We are going into this July month. We in the what they call the dog days of summer. You feel me? So we here. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. At Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. And before we get started, you know, with the discussion and, you know, and bring the family in, you know, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. No announcements, though, but it's not right now. But I did have a great week. I hope everybody's week was great as well.
All right. Yes, indeed. And our brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for the family?
Yeah, I had a great week myself. And as far as announcements go, nothing major, so nothing I want to announce at the moment.
All right. Yes, indeed. I do want to share with the family, though, that, you know, my brother Mufasa did send a link. Ismail Muhammad did a beautiful speech this morning entitled Farrakhan and the Wheel. Where he kind of broke down some things as far as, you know, the UFO sightings and, you know, how Farrakhan has been warning people. He's been warning America. He's been warning other countries, you know, about, you know, just doing the right thing as he was instructed, you know, by God, as he says. But that was a beautiful speech this morning. I thought Ismail did a great job. You know, so shout out to that brother. And shout out to the nation for putting that information out here, because as y'all know, the news or the mainstream news and also the U.S. military and government has been putting out a lot of stuff about UFOs. You know, really, I think they kind of priming the public, getting the public ready for the big UFO announcement, you know, that may come in the future. So there's been a lot of talk going on, like I say, on mainstream news. I know the government put out reports of how they've been seeing UFOs and whatnot. It was a lot of videos of people seeing UFOs that they showed, actually, you know, before Brother Ismail Muhammad spoke. which was interesting. And also our brother Mufasa Ra had a sighting as well. And he posted, I believe, that video on YouTube. So if you want to get a channel, if, you know, people want to check that out. But I thought that was an excellent video. It looked like, you know, some of the videos of the other people that they showed, you know, around the world, not just the country, but they had videos from around the world where people had spotted, you know, these different objects in the sky. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. You know, if y'all want to respond or y'all had anything to say to add on to that, please feel free. You feel me?
I'll add on, but go ahead, Roger. Go ahead. Something sweet. Fixing something on my end.
I was just going to be really brief. I was just going to say I hate that I missed the link earlier this morning. I know it started at 10. I was kind of doing a little work on the internet, but I hate I missed it. I'm going to have to go back and check it out. But that young man, though, who started off, because I saw the beginning of it, so the one young man who I don't remember his name, I saw him when he I went to the mosque to hear him speak about the wheel at the mosque. Was that Mosque 28, right, Mufasa? I think so. I came in, and so I did get a chance to hear his speak about it, but I hate I missed it. I'm going to go back and check it out, though.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you, Roger. I was switching my headset there.
Oh, okay.
Can y'all hear me clear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's Miles 28, right? Is that where the young man came who was on the live stream this morning in the beginning? Because I remember he came to St. Louis. I had the opportunity to come by the mosque and hear him speak about the wheel and Project Blue Book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mosque 28, that's the mosque here in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
It's Mosque 28.
Okay.
That's right. So if anybody is interested in seeing that video, you can type in, you can search UFOs St. Louis, 6/19/21, it should pop up. It's on Collective Minds YouTube channel. So you can type that in and you should be able to find it. But definitely it's a lot of, like Brother Kess, there's a lot of talk going on about UFOs. And in the nation, we have taught to call them baby planes. And, you know, you can do your research on that yourself and, you know, get some better understanding on that. Also, I want to say, if you go to NOI.org, you can re-listen to the broadcast from this morning also. So two things. You go to NOI.org to re-listen to Ishmael's speech this morning about the mother plane and the nation relating to UFOs. And, again, you can search on YouTube UFOs St. Louis 6/19/21 to see the video image that I had recorded. You know, I don't even think I fully gave an explanation on that video. I kind of threw it out there last week or the week before it happened. I want to say when I saw these images, there were six. There was three of these things in the sky first that I saw, three objects. And after I saw the first three, they kind of moved from like east to west. And then as those three were fading away, three more came in same direction. They came in and moved. They were in a line. These bright, glowing objects. It almost looked like a star in the sky, a round ball of light. So that's when I moved my car, repositioned my car so I could see better. And as the second group of three left, four came in. Now, this group of four that came in are the ones that I recorded. This group of four, I swear it was like they knew I was recording. Because when they came into position, they moved, they came into position, but then they moved closer to where I was at. And one of them actually descended and came down low enough for me to make out the shape of it. It was almost like an egg.
an egg with the bottom half of the egg spinning as a big ball of light. Top half was stationary and was like silver in color. And the bottom half was spinning separate from the top half, like a big flashlight. So that came low enough, then it went back up in the sky with the rest of them. And these four commenced to kind of do like maneuvers around each other. One of them spent itself to where it turned black. Because remember, like I said, all these things was a bright ball of light at first. So one of them spent itself to turn black. And I missed an important part here. And I have to say it. I mean, people can say I'm crazy or whatnot, but I'm just not telling my story.
So as I saw
the first groups, the first group that left, the second group that left, when this third group came and actually maneuvered over my head, and after that one came low, I kid you not, y'all, it was like I heard something in my head said, "Brother, you know you got your phone in your car, don't you?" And I was like, woke up because I was so interested in just watching these things. Like, I couldn't stop looking at them because I was like, I was just in amazement. I was calm. I wasn't scared. None of that. I was just like sitting there like, I can't believe I'm seeing this. And I'm kind of looking around and be like, ain't nobody else going to stop that car or see this or witness this, because this happened over a main road, over a main street, a four-lane street this happened over. So when that voice hit my head, I said, hold on, I do got my phone in my car. And I reached in, got my phone, and that's when I started recording this third group. So after this third group did what it had to do, did they maneuver, then all of a sudden, three of them, I don't know where the fourth one went, but three of them went straight up into the clouds, and I mean quick. In a matter of, say, 10 seconds or less, they were gone. They hit it up into the sky, gone. Couldn't even see them. So after that group left and went straight up, then another one came. And at this point, I'm like, hold on, let me get in my car and just ride around the neighborhood and make sure ain't nobody flying nothing in the sky. So I jumped in my car. I went two blocks down, two blocks around the corner, and I saw a group of guys standing. I asked them, hey, y'all flying drones in the sky? They was like, no, that's not us. So I went another block over, and I got out my car and looked up. And at this time, I see five of these objects again, this time in a line again. And the five were dark. Like, these weren't lit like the previous group was. These were dark. And they sat there still for a few seconds, and then they slowly started to move off, and then boom, they hit it. They was gone, straight up, gone, disappeared. And after that, I didn't see anymore. So, like I say, I got the footage. You can check that out, or you can email me, and I can send you a link if you want to see it for yourself. But I believe that it spoke to me telepathically. And in the nation, like I say, we are taught to believe that these, I want to say, entities can speak to you. And so I witnessed that for myself. I just straight up said, brother, you got your phone in your car. And now, why would I, you know, I wasn't talking to myself, but that's what, we can debate that another time. But I say, if you want to look into the nation's beliefs on UFOs, you can do that up on your own. But I just wanted to tell y'all my story, and I'm glad I was able to record it so that people
yes,
can
indeed.
See it. And I'm not looking like I'm crazy.
Alhamdulillah, brother, for real. Now, did you get to see, because I was looking at the videos that they showed before Brother Ismail speak, and a lot of those videos look like the video you had. Now, were you able to, you know, can you verify that, or was I tripping? Did you get to see the videos?
Well, I didn't see that video because I was doing some work for the nation, and I didn't get
gotcha.
A chance to watch. I was listening. But some
got
of the
you. So
images
what it was,
I have seen.
Right.
Yeah,
so what it was,
pictures.
Right, mm-hmm. What it was, before he spoke, they showed a lot of videos, of just home videos, people recording on their phones and whatnot. They showed about, I want to say maybe 10 or so, give or take, videos of different people mm-hmm. all over the world, and some of those videos look like the images, you know, of the video you had. So I just wanted to see if you saw that. You'd be like, yeah, that looked like kind of what I saw as well, you know, so.
Man, I'm definitely gonna go back and relook at that. But I do know I've seen pictures, and like Roger said, one of the speakers came here to visit the monster. He had video of UFO sightings, and I can remember some of those images did look like what I saw. And if you remember,
right.
Brother Kev, the day I had that sighting, you came by my house, and I gave you a paper.
That's exactly right.
The battle in the and that's on
fact.
The paper, those pictures that's sitting there on the right corner look like what I shot the video of. So that was just a crazy coincidence that you came by and I gave you that paper, because that paper was actually from like 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was an old
that
paper,
is a fact.
But you came by and I was like,
yep.
You know, here you go, brother, take this with you. So, yeah, it's,
right.
it's something, man. It's something.
Yes, indeed. So stay tuned to that, and we will definitely keep y'all posted. You know, I'm sure there'll be more to come, you know, as far as these sightings go and, you know, where information comes out. So, you know, stay tuned to that.
And I'm going to say something.
Hey, you know.
Yes, indeed. Go ahead.
I want to share one more thing with y'all, too. Go ahead.
Is it related?
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. I was just going to say,
but not really.
Okay. And another thing, with my experience with the video that Mufasa recorded as well, as I'm looking at it, I see and I shared this with Mufasa, it's a faint eye in the sky that's really big, but it's faint. And it caught my attention because I've actually seen images of eyes in the sky before, but very detailed, very strong and detailed. The one in Mufasa's video is not as detailed, but it's still faint enough where you can still kind of recognize it. I guess probably because I've seen them before, so it was easy for me to recognize. So that was also another interesting part about the video to me, that as he was shooting, if you look, and I know he wasn't tripping off of it at the time, but if you look, there's an image of it's very faint though, of a big eye in the sky.
Interesting.
Yeah, she pointed out to me. She pointed out to me up there, and I saw that. So yeah,
interesting.
We'll have to show you that one too,
yeah, I'm gonna have
so
to see that. Yes, indeed. But yes, sir.
I was gonna add too, and I don't know if you was getting ready to bring it up. But this kind of segue into the other interesting thing that happened today was Virgin Galactic took that space flight this morning.
Yes, indeed. Richard Branson, what they say, the first billionaire in space. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he uses a full spaceship. Yeah.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Correct.
That is
That's
correct.
Correct. So if you was getting ready to say, well, you or Roger, if y'all want to speak on it, go ahead. I just want to make sure we hit this other space topic before we get too far away from space.
Right. So Virgin Galactic, we can go into to some economics real quick. So Virgin Galactic stock right now is sitting at $49.20 as it closed on as the market closed on Friday. So, you know, you can expect that thing should probably be going up in the next couple of weeks. You know, it dropped down. I think the 52-week low was like $14, and the 52-week high is $62. You know, I actually was holding Virgin Galactic last year for a minute. I got in at like $15 and held it for a minute, but then I ended up selling. But that's a whole nother story. But if you're into stocks, right, keep an eye on Virgin Galactic. You know, do your own research. Check it out. Yeah, well, check it out. You know, be patient. You never want to rush in, but definitely be patient. Keep an eye on it because as they do more launches, more successful launches, you know, you can probably, you know, bet that the stock will probably be going up. Now, how far to go and what it'll do, you just definitely want to be careful, because one bad space flight could drop the stock. You know, if something was to happen, God forbid, then, you know, the stock could go down. But that's just something to keep an eye on it. The ticker symbol is SPCE. And, yeah, it's at $49 right now. So,
well, I'm going to say this.
You know, that's what
we're
going
to do. I'm going to say this. I want to just say this real fast. Yeah, all that what Brother Kev said, yeah, that's great. Keep an eye on it, all that. But I'm going to say get it. Get it tomorrow when the stocks open back up at $49. And, yeah, still keep an eye on it, because why wait and see it go up, and then you're going to have to get it at a higher price. If you got $50 to invest, get it. Just get it now. And then still watch it like he's saying. But why wait and watch it and watch it increase? And you ain't done nothing. Why look at it go up? So you might as well get it at $49. Get two of them. It's just $100, an investment. Then you still watch it, as he said. Still be careful. All that other stuff that he said still apply. But I'm going to add to encourage you to get it while it's low.
You say just get it. Right. Yeah, while it's
might
low.
As well and still watch it. Because
and
he
I'm
went up today. The market is closed now, so they can't buy now anyway. So first thing tomorrow when it opens, you never know. It may not be $49 tomorrow because he went up today. It may be more. And
it can go up pre-market. Yeah, definitely. It could definitely go up pre-market. So when the market opens, it may not be $49. It could be $60
when
it opens.
That's what I'm saying. So if it's still $49 tomorrow, but it can go up pre-market, but they can't buy it pre-market. So if it's still $49 in the morning, I would encourage you to just get it. It's just, what's $50? And then watch it. If everything else he says still applies, still watch it. Still be careful. Still do your research. Still, but just do it. It's just $49.
Hey, let me say something to both of y'all points, to add to both of y'all points, because I got a little change in there. I've been watching Virgil Galactic for a while, too, because I'm just a guy that's interested in space. So I do have some money invested into it. And
yes, sir.
I plan on keeping mine in there for the long haul. Like, I'm watching this throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So who knows? This could be as big as NASA. But I will say this, and Brother Kev is right. When he went up today, my butt cheeks was clenched, because I'm like, boy, if anything go wrong, I already know what's going to happen. So
yes,
I'm like,
sir.
I'm watching, but I got my money invested, Roger. I ain't going to take it out. But from here moving forward, I swear every time they announce a flight, I'm nervous. My blood is clenching, because I know, like he said, if something go wrong, it could possibly hurt your investment. But I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to ride it to the wheels fall off.
Right.
Yes,
but that's
sir.
Why
yes,
I said,
sir. I definitely think it's long term.
$50. That's why I'm saying start off with just one stock. $50, it ain't going to hurt nobody. So you still watch it. All the other things still apply. Still watch it. Still pay attention. Still do your research. Still learn more about it. So you may want to get more later on and see how the market changes. But $50, $100 is not going to hurt you for an investment. Find one stock.
That's right.
I mean,
don't forget we got two other companies that's planning on going up soon too. Who's that? Jeff Bezos.
Right. Yeah, Jeff Bezos with Amazon. They got they got some going, and then you got SpaceX with Elon Musk. They got some things going where they're trying to do space flights too. But Virgin, from my understanding, is probably the leader in that space. So
commercial
flights. You have to, on commercial flights in space. Yeah, Virgin is probably the leader in that space. SpaceX is up there too, and then you got Bezos, Amazon trying to do their thing. So, family, take a look. You know, we in that season where a lot of people are learning about investments. You know, crypto had a nice run this year, and I still don't think the crypto run is over. But, yeah, do your research, family. If you're not investing, definitely start looking into some stocks, looking into some things, companies that you like, and try to learn the industry, learn the trade, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of resources out there to help you out.
Yeah, What about them boys, y'all? Inside joke. What about them boys?
That's not even a joke.
It's probably a lot of salty people who get triggered by boys and wheels right now. You can't say fire, earth, wind, water, and
but
wheels.
You hear
me? It's a trigger
word. I don't know. Then I tell you guys that what is the guy named? Jeff, the guy who's going up, who's trying to do the commercial flights. You know, they have a they're trying to stop him from coming back to Earth when he leaves. They got a petition that people sign, and that he can't. They don't want him to come. They don't want him to come back to Earth.
Really?
That's crazy.
Now, speaking of crazy, y'all. Speaking of crazy, I do got to share this random story with y'all. So, I'm taking my girls to the art museum. We went to go see the Nubia art exhibit at the St. Louis Art Museum. They got exhibit Nubia art today. This happened today.
Yeah.
And the exhibit is nice. You know, if you're a history buff like I am, I'm really into history. The exhibit itself is nice. You know, they got a lot of Nubia art. They give it up to Nubia. They give it up to the black people in Africa, the ancient Africans that had a high level civilization that actually gave birth to the Egyptian dynasties and whatnot that we all know and love. But they do give it up. They talk about race in it. They talk about how a lot of the European archaeologists was going in there, and due to, you know, their racism, they didn't want to give props to the black people. And they started lighting up the folks and doing all these other, you know, deceitful things to basically discredit the black people because they didn't think that they could have a high-functioning ancient civilization, because the narrative is always, you know, that black people were savages and we didn't have no written languages and we didn't write things down. We never invented nothing and this and that. You know, all these misconceptions that they perpetrated based on their racism. But they kind of cleared some of that stuff up. It was kind of good to see that even in the writings and the speakings and videos they had, they kind of cleared up some of those misconceptions. But when we were leaving, right, so we go outside, we own Art Hill, and anybody who's familiar with St. Louis Art Hill, they got the big St. Louis statue. I believe that's King Louis the 14th or 13th. His statue, he's on a big horse. So we go outside, we just out there chilling, you know, people picnicking and whatnot, walking around, biking, you know, things that people do at a park. And I look over, it's a man taking pictures, you know, kind of wobbly man. He kind of shaped like the penguin. He was looking like the penguin, and he's sitting there taking pictures of the St. Louis statue. And I kind of get a good look. I'm like, hold up. I say, is that Rudy Giuliani? I'm like, hold up, I'm looking, and I was like, that's not him. So he's still taking pictures. I look again. I say, oh, that's him. So I goes up to him. I say, are you Rudy Giuliani? And he kind of make a little corny joke, like, yeah, I used to be him. I was like, oh, I say, oh, okay, that's what's up. I say, what are you doing in St. Louis? And apparently he was here with Eric Greitens. Now, if y'all remember, Eric Greitens is the former disgraced governor of Missouri who got outed, you know, for cheating and some other things by none other than Kim Gardner, right? And he had to resign from his post as governor, but now he's running for the U.S. Senate. And apparently former New York mayor Rudy Giuliani was here to support Greitens' run for U.S. Senate, Missouri U.S. Senate or whatnot. But that was just random. Happened to see this dude. I'm like, this is Trump guy. Yeah, man. He is funny. He didn't have no security guards or nothing. He was with two other females, two other women, and they was just out, you know. Once people started to recognize him, then you know, Mug started taking pictures with him. But, yeah, that was very random. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, should I take a picture with this dude? I'm like, nah, I don't even I don't even mess with Rudy Giuliani, for real, for real. So what it looked like me taking a selfie or a picture with somebody that I'm really not that fond of. Like, I know him. I'm familiar with him as the mayor of New York. I'm familiar with him being, you know, advisor, lawyer for Trump and whatnot. But I don't really rock with Giuliani like that. So I'm like, no, I'm not even – I'm going to take a picture, but I'm not going to take a picture with him. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that was something that random that happened to me earlier today, and I thought that was pretty funny because I wasn't expecting that. You know what I'm saying? But I digress.
Wow. Yeah, that was cool, man. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah,
I mean, even just
cool. Cool.
For the history of what this dude is, whether you know,
him
or hate him.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And that's what I thought, too. I'm like, damn, that's wild. I seen Rudy Giuliani. He stuck his hand out. I shook his hand. I'm like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, what are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? And he was there to support Griden. I was like, oh, that makes sense because Griden is a Republican, of course, and he was having his rally today because he's running for U.S. Senate and whatnot. So, yeah, that was
– Is him and Trump still on good terms?
Who, Giuliani and
Trump? Still on good terms?
Now,
yeah.
That I'm not sure. I think they are. I haven't heard too much about that, so I'm not 100% sure. I should have asked them. Had I known, I would have asked them. You know, you and Trump still cool? Because I know Trump is actually doing a speech at CPAC, which is the Conservative Political Action Committee or something like that. So Trump was at CPAC this weekend and whatnot. They had their little speech and stuff going on. So I think Trump is rallying his base. I think Trump may actually run again in 2024. You know, he was kind of going in on Biden. I heard a little bit of his speech at CPAC, and he was kind of going in on Biden and going in on big tech because, you know, all the big tech companies then, you know, banned him and took his pages and whatnot. So he going in on Biden for turning the country into a political woke some regime, but he's going in on the country and he kind of rallying his base as he make his rounds, even though they took away his social media, which was a powerful tool, you know, for Trump, because he was the most tweetingest president that we didn't ever had. But you know, he's still out here, so don't forget Trump is still out here and he still can run in 2024. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. But I digress.
Yeah, I sure miss Trump. I miss the guy. Yes, Brother Mufasa said, I miss Donald Trump. That was the funnest, coolest, most gangsterest president I've been around in my lifetime.
That
is what
hilarious.
It is. It is what it is.
Family.
I should tell y'all he was a nigga.
Yes, indeed, family. So if you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are here. Hit us up. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. Let us know your thoughts, what's been going on this week. We'll get to the call lines in 1 second. I do want to get this story out, y'all, because I don't know if I'm sure y'all heard. But the Haitian president this week, Jovenel Moise, was assassinated this week, which is big international news. You know, they're trying to scramble and see what's going on, what happened. You know, he was assassinated with bullet holes. They was like it was some mercenaries that came in. They have at least detained like over 20 people. Most are Colombians, believe it or not, and there's also two Americans they're reporting, two Haitian-born Americans that have also been detained as well. But this was a mercenary killing. They was like they went in the middle of the night. They had guns and grenades and tactical gear and all this stuff. They went in, assassinated him, and injured his wife. Now, initially, I was thinking, I didn't think the West or the U.S. had something to do with it, But I had to remember, you know, he was working with the West, you know, from my understanding. And if they, if he works with them, they will take him out. Because we've seen this before with Saddam Hussein, right? Saddam used to work with the U.S. and the West, and then they came in and took him out. We've seen that with bin Laden used to work with the U.S., you know. Bin Laden used to work with the U.S., and they took him out. The Ayatollah Khomeini, like these people in Iran, used to work with the U.S. So there's a history of the U.S. putting leaders in place, and then when you stop cooperating or whatever, for whatever reason, they may come in and take you out. So the more and more I read on this story and do research, it does look like this may be, you know, at the hands of the West, I'll just say. I'm not going to say the U.S. in particular, but it looks like this could be at the hands of the West to destabilize Haiti. And we know that they have still have never gotten over the fact that Haiti defeated them in their liberation in 1804. Ever since then, Haiti has been on the radar. They have economically destabilized Haiti. We're talking about the French. We're talking about Canadian government. We talk about the U.S. government, the British government. All these countries have had it in for Haiti ever since 1804. And it is now 2021, right? So the country is destabilized right now. It's like three people are claiming to be the leader of the country. So it's a lot going on internationally when you talk about Haiti, because Haiti is a rich country. It's connected to the Dominican Republic, you know, on that particular island. And like I say, they put all type of economic restraints on Haiti. They wanted to keep it a third world country, keep it poor, keep it this, keep it that. So that's something to keep an eye on. His assassination happened this week. They do have people in custody. But right now there's no set leader in the country known as Haiti, who was the first independent black nation in the Western Hemisphere, you know, to gain their independence. So, you know, shout out to the Haitian brothers and sisters. You know, hopefully everything work out. Hopefully they can get a leader that the people put into place, and it's not a puppet that works with the powers that be. But yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. I know, I'm sure y'all heard about it, you know, so I don't know if y'all wanted to comment or, you know, or we can move to something else, but I did want to put that out there, that the president of Haiti, Jovenel Moïse, was assassinated this week. So I digress. If y'all want to chime in, or we can hit the next topic.
I'm going to hold my tongue right now. Let's get the callers and get in.
All right, let's get it. We can hit the call line.
Okay, area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Roger. And
yes.
Masai, what did we say last week about him? He was off eating pork chops. Man, he knew it. Barbecue and pork chop.
That's about
right.
I told him already.
Mm-hmm. Then you're going to come back and say something went wrong. Yeah, we know what went wrong. You probably didn't prepare enough.
Don't do that, P. Don't do that, P. Hey,
yeah.
Also, no, Pianchi, I learned this as well, too. When I went to the Nubia exhibit, did you know there was a king in Nubia called King Pianchi? And I wonder, were you named as the brother?
Pianchi was a Kushite. But that's a long time ago. Northern Sudan. But anyway, well, I tell you, I wish I had of course, I'm a long ways from it. I wish I could have had the opportunity to meet Rui. I would have asked a whole lot of questions.
And, like, give me some.
Well, there's some things I would like to see done, especially with a talk to Greiden. I don't know if he was there, but I've seen the affair that they were sponsoring for Greitens on a video clip, and I can't think of the lady's mm-hmm. name that was doing the hosting and introduction. But one thing I would tell Greitens is that they need to have separate ballots for federal and state and local candidates, and don't try to hold these states to any. The state's going to do what they want to. It's up to the people to make states do right. But the federal government has the power to have a separate ballot with the president, vice president, senator, and congressperson to be elected on, separate from the state ballot. And that way they can vet it however they think is best. And that mm-hmm. way you make sure there ain't no cheating going on. Now, if they want to cheat on state ballots, local ballots, you can't. What can you do? You can't do nothing with that. Federal government has no authority over them. It's only when you dealing with federal candidates. So that's what I would have liked to talk to. Would have talked to him about that.
What do you think about Greitens running for U.S. Senate now?
I hope he's successful. I like Greitens. I like Greitens.
Like Greitens?
Yes. When he was a short-term governor there with Missouri, he done some positive things. And I think they're going to get back at the Democrats and Kim Gordon. Kim Gordon, I think, was put up to do what she done, because when time came for her to put up the proof, there was none. Where's the pictures?
Well, he did resign. Yeah, he did resign, and you know, that was almost an admission of guilt.
Well,
you know,
not necessarily.
So was,
you got to only get them until after you've been tried.
Right, right. He was accused of, I believe, sending threatening texts to a mistress of his or something like that. So that's kind of what.
Well, you're supposed to
take
pictures of her while
for.
She was incapacitated and nude.
Right.
And
these
pictures were supposed
like
to be available to be used as evidence, but they never did surface. So it was a bunch of crap. Now, another thing, too.
Right.
I guess Bill Cosby has kind of calmed down. But I think Cosby, and if I was him, I would sue the state of Pennsylvania for the state attorney done.
Right, right. He does have a legal right, I believe, to sue. I definitely agree.
And I'm wondering if all this was planned.
It was. I think it was.
Yeah,
I think he might have been thinking about going along and coming back and suing in the long run. You never know, do it.
Right, remember? Yeah, we never know. But remember, prior to him being released, they had offered him to confess to, some sexual training or confess to being a sexual predator, and they would reduce his time or whatnot, but he declined to do that, rightfully so, as he should have, because they would have, he'd have been marked as a sexual predator if he got out, and he would have had to go in front of the board and actually admit to sexual assault or, doing these heinous crimes to these women. So that was smart on his case and his lawyer's case. That was smart for them to do that, to actually deny that offer that the state of Pennsylvania had gave him, because they knew.
And what was really smart is when they tried to get him while he was in prison to go to those classes, having to do
classes. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They had to go to the classes and admit, that he was a sexual predator.
He turned
that
down.
So that was
I'm glad he did.
He turned that
down. Yeah, because he would have been basically admitting his guilt. So that was pretty wild of him. Mm-hmm. Then another thing, these Olympic runners, like we talked about the girl, the young lady that was dealing in the marijuana, I think she finally came around and admitted or showed some sort of remorse. I think that was a good thing on her part. She made a mistake. So don't try to say that they're doing it for the old cliche of it's your race and so on and so on and so on. So I wish her well.
Well, right. I wish her well, too. But we got to remember, though, Bianchi, that remember Michael Phelps. I don't know if you know Michael Phelps, but he's on record admitted to smoking weed. Now, I don't know if he's ever failed a test or whatnot, but this man has said he smokes weed. You know what I'm saying? Michael Phelps, the swimmer, Olympic swimmer, probably one of the best in our time. He's admitted that this is what he does.
I don't think he's ever done it during in conjunction with this competition. I mean, somebody took a picture of him.
That may be true. But my thing is, you know, I don't think, like, we got to ask the question, like, somebody brought this up earlier. Like, it's not why is marijuana illegal. It's like, why did they make it illegal in the first place, right? We got to do the history on marijuana because for the longest time, hemp and marijuana was legal until they started saying that, oh, when the black people start smoking weed, they turn them into this, turn them into that. The white women start smoking weed, they start choosing on the black men. Like, it was a whole racial thing as to why marijuana was legal in the first place.
Yeah, but where is this written policy that they've done this? Because, well, if it's so documented, it should be easy to find. I mean, somebody wrote. We need to see some policy, something that was introduced as an act in Congress and turned into, I'm sorry, as a bill in Congress and later to be voted on as an act. Where is it? There is nothing. So-and-so printed this, so-and-so wrote a book. That's not a congressional act. Same thing it is when they said that the black man, the husband couldn't be in the household in order for the woman, the wife, the mother to receive welfare. There's nothing written down as far as that concerned. That's been taken completely out of conception. The whole idea was is that if you had, they want to know the number of people that was in the household, and that would determine what the household was worth. So if you in the household and you live in there, well, you should be contributing. Of course, the lady is going to say you're not there because she would get more money. That's how that works.
No, what we talking about, I was just talking about the ban on why marijuana was made illegal. In 1937, which banned marijuana, and it was off of reefer madness, and teenagers being going to jazz parties and whatnot, and people being hooked on reefer, but there was a racial undertone to why marijuana was illegal in the first place. It had a lot to do with black people, with jazz musicians, and things of that nature using marijuana. And that's why it was made illegal.
Well, that's a presumption, Kevin. As I said before.
No, that's not a presumption.
Was it made illegal at the federal level then?
Yes, this was at the federal level.
All right, now get this. If it was made illegal at the federal level, That would have to be a preamble leading up to the context of the bill or why they doing it. And I bet you can't find no place where they saying we doing this because Negroes are smoking marijuana. You guys are
of course. No. Of course they're not gonna say that. But if you look at propaganda fields, look up Reefer Madness 1936, which was a propaganda film that led to the Marijuana Tax Act in 1937, which effectively
they had a tax on alcohol too. I guess blacks was drinking too much. What did they drink? Chivas Regal. Mad Dog.
We're talking about marijuana, though. We're talking about marijuana.
All right, I'm gonna leave with this. Popular entertainer of mine wrote a very, very inspiring song. It was called Superstition by Stevie Wonder. Listen to that.
Stevie Wonder, that's my guy. Yes, indeed.
I talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Appreciate you. Yeah, Stevie Wonder, a musical genius. We love Stevie. Yes, indeed. But yeah, no, back. But what I'm saying is, yes, indeed. When you believe in things you don't understand, you feel me?
Deep
but
song.
He was dropping some game in that song. He was dropping some game. It's a very deep song. He was dropping some game in that song. When you believe
in
things you don't understand, you suffer.
There it is. Don't say it. Say
you
it again,
suffer.
Brother. Say
yes,
it again.
Sir. When you believe in things you don't understand, you suffer. For real.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but no, if you do the research on why marijuana was made illegal in the first place, because remember, they used to use hemp and marijuana for all types of things prior to it becoming illegal. We talking about clothes, we talking about medicine, oils, the same thing they doing now. They bringing it back with the CBD and all these oils and, you know, the medical implications with marijuana as it helps with sleep apnea and depression and cataract, whatever, you name it. There's a million, you know, medical advantages to marijuana, but why was it made illegal in the first place? And if you go back to the Marijuana Act of 1937, there was a propaganda film called Reefer Madness that goes into how they didn't want the blacks to use marijuana. And so I believe that leads up to the sister. There's a connection there, even though, you know, people might say it's not racial, but I believe there's a connection there. You know, if you go back to the history and do the research on why it was made illegal in the first place. But I digress, and it's still
yeah.
illegal.
And when she came
but a
out
lot of
last...
states, yeah, a lot of states have made it, they've decriminalized marijuana, as they should. You see what I'm saying? As they should. But what was you about
yeah,
to say, Roger?
I was going to say, she had came out in the first place apologizing. You know, she never was like,
right.
You know,
yeah, she never was like, no, I'm just standing on.
Yeah.
She said she had an issue with her mom had passed away,
her
biological mom or something.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And
she just made the point that I'm in a state where it's legal at, you know. She's like, I'm aware that I, you know, she did it when, you know,
yeah.
it was, I guess, the Olympic thing or whatever she was under. But she never came. I played the clip last week.
Mm-hmm.
On the show as well. But
yeah,
yeah,
she never denied it or tried to be like, no. Yeah, she never tried to be like, well, this I'm standing on. No, she was humble.
Yeah.
You know, she took her lump. She was like, this is the situation. I was in a state where it's legal. I didn't do anything illegal. And, you know, this is what it is. Which,
right.
when you do the knowledge on marijuana, there are a lot of professional athletes who are coming out now that they've retired and saying that they've used marijuana to recover from, you know, the physical abuse that their body takes. They use it to wind down, to get ready for the next day, next practice or whatnot. So, again, you know, it's just a matter of preference and what you need to recover your body. Because, again, you can use the synthetic drugs that they make and use these, pop these pills to recover and all this other stuff with major side effects, or you can use a natural plant, you know, if you're a professional athlete, that helps your body actually, helps you rest, help you sleep, so you can get ready for your next performance. So the whole thing with, you know, marijuana being illegal, and let's be clear, because it's not like marijuana is one of those enhancing drugs that's going to help you run faster. It's not like a steroid. It's not going to hinder or help you in your competition. You know what I'm saying, if that makes sense. It's not. So the fact that you use marijuana now, it's like that has nothing to do. It's not going to give you an unfair advantage when you compete, like a steroid or, you know, a performance enhancement drug or something like that. No, it's not that type of thing. You know, this is, you know, a lot of times mental. It's recovery, you know, for your body and whatnot. So as you can tell, you know, Brother Kev is an advocate. And, yeah, I just don't think it should be illegal, and I don't think it should be illegal in any sport because it's not an enhancement, you know, performance type of drug, you know. So, but that's just my take. You dig what I'm saying? That's just Brother Kev. But I digress. But yeah, if y'all want to, I don't know if y'all want to hit the call lines or do y'all want to add on to something.
Okay. Area code 319-572. Caller. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, I missed y'all the last couple of weeks. Been out here living.
Yeah, you've been celebrating.
Yeah.
July,
you know.
We heard
barbecue
and popping fireworks.
I've been out camping. I'm camping out in the rain and everything. Thunderstorm, lightning, all.
Oh, wow.
Living your
yeah.
best life.
But I'm gonna jump onto this Reefer Madness film you're talking about. That film ain't about nothing. It's nothing but a propaganda film made to scare people.
Exactly.
And they made weed illegal aimed toward the Latino. Just like they made opium illegal to aimed at the Asian community. Who was running them opium parties. So black illegal for black people, that's bogus. That whole ball was brought up for the Latino and Mexican community. So if you think Reefer Madness is a film of education, you need to be kicked in your butt. Because that's just a propaganda film. To scare people.
I said it was propaganda. I said it was propaganda. Listen, caller. I said it was a propaganda film. I didn't say it had nothing to do with education.
Okay.
I said it was a propaganda film, which came before the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937. The Reefer Madness was made in 1936. It was straight propaganda. This is what I'm saying. I said that. Yeah. And so
but the illegalization of marijuana had nothing to do with black people at all. It was aimed at the Latino community, just like the opium was aimed towards the Asian community with the opium.
I disagree. And if
I
you want to look at
look,
here's the thing. The reason why marijuana
I can go on YouTube and find. I can go on YouTube and find videos that's been minors all day long. If that's what I'm looking for.
Right.
If I'm looking for it, but if I'm looking up the true reason, it's going to take you back to the Latino community. Why they made it illegal.
No, sir.
Not black people.
But
none of them are black people.
Sir, this is what I'm going to tell you. And I can verify this if you go to, if you type in why was marijuana made illegal in the U.S., according to Britannica.com, listen to what I'm saying. According to Britannica.com, there's an article that says, according to some studies, African Americans in the early 21st century were nearly four times more likely than whites to be arrested on marijuana-related charges, despite both groups having similar usage rates. It was all about criminalizing black people. Listen to what I'm saying. So I don't know what you're saying, but when it comes to criminalizing people due to marijuana being illegal, black people got the short end of the stick on that. And that's a fact. So you could say it wasn't about that, but clearly when you look at black people
being arrested, there's white people spending.
Of course.
There's a lot of white people spending lives in prison from marijuana charges too.
There are some, but the numbers don't match up when it comes to black people.
There is a lot.
No. But the numbers, when you talk about a lot, we're talking about way more black people being arrested for marijuana than white people. Period. And that could go across the gamut on all drugs, but we're talking specifically about marijuana, and the numbers support that fact. You see what I'm saying? So that's just what it is.
I definitely
going to
ask you where you put
arguing around that.
I did want to know where you got those numbers from.
But
where you got those numbers from?
No. It wasn't numbers. It was saying this is from Britannica.com. Britannica, which is the encyclopedia. Britannica.com. But they didn't give any specific numbers. Again, this is what they said. According to some studies, African Americans in the early 21st century were nearly four times more likely than whites to be arrested on marijuana-related charges, despite both groups having similar usage rates. So, yeah, they did say four times more likely than whites to be arrested on marijuana-related charges.
It is what it is.
And we can probably do the numbers. Huh?
No, I was just going to ask the caller. Did you have one more thing, caller? Or else we're gonna move to the next caller.
I'm kind of getting a kick out of that UFO story y'all be telling. And you're going to be saying that y'all got booty probes.
All I can tell you is keep looking up.
As soon as we find them, we'll be lending them money to. We'll have an alien deficit.
While he out there camping, he might have seen something. Wasn't even looking.
They might have been
all around him.
And look, brother, I thought this was interesting too, brother Mufasa. I don't know if you could bear witness to this too, but when Ismail Muhammad was speaking, he was saying that whatever the wheel is or the UFOs or whatnot, he was saying, which I believe this as well, but he was saying that they are essentially, in so many words, he was saying they are on our side, meaning the indigenous people. Africans, whatever you want to call us, he was saying that the wheel or the people, when they show themselves, they are on our side. And he kind of mentioned, you know, this is why Farrakhan is so bold and he speaks so boldly, because he knows that if it comes down to it, he has backup. Yeah, he has backup. I wanted to put that out there, but if you could elaborate, speak to that.
I elaborate on that because last year, he showed the world that that's a fact, because last year when he did the Criterion on the 4th of July, he spoke then about COVID and a lot of other issues around the world, and he said that we were going to start seeing that day. We were going to see objects in the sky, and lo and behold, it was reported around the world, these UFO sightings. Now, he let it be known then, once again, that he was tapped in. So, I'm with that.
Yeah, that
they know,
speech,
they know
yeah,
who
that,
he is.
Speech,
that's unfortunately, that a lot of
year.
Us don't know who he is. Yeah, as I said,
right,
July
right,
last
right.
year.
Right,
yeah,
I was going to
say
that.
People,
on
the... We don't know who he is, but they know who he is. That's why they just kind of just let him do his thing, and, you know, they kind of stay out the way. But they don't just, you know, they know who they're dealing with. They know who they're dealing with.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, he talked about the red and blue star, Kachina. Like, he was going in on that Criterion speech. Definitely going in.
Yeah, that's one. I had to listen to some more of that today. That's one of those speeches that you just have to keep listening to, because you're going to get something new out of it every time you listen to it.
That particular
speech,
he asked for them to show themselves on that day. For his proof.
Right, right.
For his validation.
For his proof, exactly. They played.
He said, I'm asking them to show themselves today. He said it's something like that. I remember when you talked about it.
Yeah, that was a beautiful speech he did in the garden. I think he had on that white.
He had on that white.
He spoke in that garden. I was like, man, this is powerful right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that was very powerful.
That's why I say, man, it just killed me that, like I said, we don't realize what we have. They're still walking and living amongst us. We ain't talking about somebody from thousands of years ago. We're talking about a person that's still here living in the flesh that has fought for black people for 60-some odd years. And he's saying that he got backup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I say. It bothers me when I hear some of our people speak so illy of the Nation of Islam and Minister Farrakhan and Elijah. And it's like you have no idea. He's one of these men that, you know, a lot of us ain't gonna realize what we got until he's gone. And I'm gonna tell you, once he leaves here, when he departs the physical, you don't know what. I believe a lot is gonna take place here on this planet when he do leave here.
Yes, indeed, and like I always said, look, we are in a time where we are going to start seeing things that we've never seen before. I said this, you know, plenty of times on the show, but there's more to come, I believe, as far as, you know, supernatural, you know, different the wheel or different sightings. We are going to see things that we've never seen before, and, you know, I just leave it at that. But... Oh, this too, brother. I don't know if you know, but our brother Sonetta actually took a tour of Mas Meriam. I don't know if he put the video up, but he was able to go up there and tour. They let him go through Mas Meriam. He was like, Farrakhan wasn't there. I think he was on his farm in Arizona or whatnot. But the brother Sonetta, who has a popular YouTube platform, he went up to Chicago and got a tour of the great Mas Meriam. So yeah, I wanted to put that out there, brother. I don't know if you've seen that.
I had to check that out. I'm so glad that I got a chance to see it, you know, because y'all know I went to Savior's Day 2020. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I've been to Mount Meriam, what has it been, twice? Two or three times now.
Yes, sir.
Twice for sure, I can remember. When I first went in 2018 before joining. And then the second time I went, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think I missed one in between. The second time I went was Savior's Day 2020, which was our last Savior's Day in the flesh, you know, because we did Savior's Day this year, 2021, was virtual. So, man, I was so happy that I got a chance to witness that because last year we went to Detroit for Savior's Day, and then we did Savior's Day 2 in Chicago. So I was living.
Yes,
I went to Detroit and to Chicago and was around all the believers. And, man, it was like I told y'all then, it was just a sight to behold to see that amount of black people.
That's right.
Looking like a freaknik type thing. You know, these were people who was on point, on task, moving like a military, focused, structured. I'm telling you, it was beautiful. I can't even describe it. It's just tough to really to be there. The feel like, man, this is a beautiful thing here, y'all. Like, yeah, I'm glad I got that.
All praises to
hopefully.
All praises.
Hopefully, when a lot get through with this corona, but you know, let the minister say it. This is not going away. He said it's not done. And that's why that's why we keep getting, if you heard Ishmael say today, like, that's why we keep getting these different strains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different
strains
and different variants. He said that he let you know that this is not going away. This is a pestilence brought on by God. So, I don't know. I pray that we do get the opportunity to gather again, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if it will happen, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. All right, family, we are collecting minds. We are within the last hour. Get some call lines. Hit us up. Share your thoughts with us. What's been going on this week? Anything on your mind? We are here, collecting minds. We ain't all got to collect. But we all have to think. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. Let's go.
All right. Okay, area code 609-310. Carly, you're on with Black Demise Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, how y'all doing? I got a comment.
Hey.
Doing well, peace.
Yeah. The first comment, we're talking about the young lady, the athlete. So I just feel like you don't put yourself – I understand what she did, and none of us perfect. We all do things that we know ain't right. Sometimes
right.
when you're in a situation and you can't handle it, you may do something that you definitely know that's going to harm you. But at the,
that's
at the
right.
same time, you got to think about your future. And I know she knew right from wrong what she was doing. You know, even in high school, I played sports all through high school. You cannot have any kind of, no kind of drugs in your system. And she knew that when she took the risk
right.
of, you know, smoking mm-hmm. the marijuana, you know, towards her emotions or whatever she was going through. I can't say I know how she feels or whatever. But you don't put yourself in that kind of predicament to give nobody that chance to put you down. Because you already know,
right.
black, they don't want to see us prosper. I don't care what nobody says. They don't want to see us be educated. I don't care what nobody says. They don't want to see us do none of that. We got to do it on our own, and we can't let nobody get that. That right there was a perfect opportunity for them to say, oh, yeah, she's the fastest woman in the world, and she's black. But we could take that right away. You see how quick they took it away from her? You don't give nobody
that.
You just gave them an upper hand. You don't give nobody that upper hand. That's all I'm saying.
That's
you can't give them that upper hand.
I agree.
I agree. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, we just got to stay.
Go ahead.
For us, all this stuff going on, we just got to stay. We got to keep our kids educated. We got to keep educating ourselves because, you know, we could went to school. I know I went to school in, I graduated in 87, so I went to school back in the early 80s and under. So we wasn't taught the correct curriculum for its black history. Now we know it's out there.
Right.
We got to start educating. If they don't educate our kids in school, we need to sit down instead of having fun and doing whatever. Sit down and educate your kid and say, no, no, no. Your teacher telling you wrong. When the kid come home and say, oh, well, daddy, my mom said, I mean, the teacher said this. Oh, no, boo. This
right.
is the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't just let it go. And 12 years go by and they on their way to college and they still thinking something that ain't true. You know what I'm saying? That's the big problem that we have now. Our kids are undereducated. That's because a lot of us ain't sit down and say, oh, no, that ain't true. What you read in that book ain't true. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of stuff that we had and we did back in the day, they don't have in them history books. They got what the select stuff in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to start educating our kids and letting them know and read up on our history ourselves, period. Bottom line, that's all of us. That's the only way we're going to get ahead with this thing. And I keep telling you, if we don't stick together, ain't nothing going to happen, period. Just like they say, white power, black power. We need to stick together this day and age, like nothing before, I'm telling you. Because it's not going to get better. Guess what? It's going to get worse. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's going to get worse if we don't stick together. That's black people, I'm just saying. And I don't have no hate for no race. But I'm just saying, I'm black person. And I'm going to stick up for mine, I'm just saying. If I see something ain't white, I'm going to stick up for mine. You know what I mean? And it's just
yes,
a lot
indeed.
Of, it's just, it's so much going on out in this world today. We got to keep our eyes open and stay focused, period.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
I'm putting my money down on that $49 thing. I'm sure I'm trying. I'm switching my stuff tomorrow. My 401k tomorrow.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yeah,
it's
right.
SPCE,
Virgin
Galactic.
Well, wait a minute, Carla. Before you do that, you might want to go ahead and send that to me, you know, because we still had that bet from the Super Bowl. Wasn't that about $150?
Oh,
game?
Man, look at this. Listen, check this out. I'll be in St. Louis in September. I got you. September, birthday. I'll be in the building. In the building. I'm definitely coming to see you, cuz. I'm definitely coming to see you, cuz.
Let's get it.
All right now. All right.
Right on, caller. Appreciate it. But the caller, yeah. the caller made some good points. Yes, indeed, caller. Appreciate it. She made a good point because you don't want to give them a reason. They're looking for a reason to disqualify you anyway. You definitely want to give you a reason. My thing is, without audit, should not be illegal. It should not be a banned substance. None of that. So that just was my take. But to call it a good one, you don't want to give them a reason because you know what it is when you run it. You have to, you know, be clean. You don't want you about to get tested, whoop de whoop, all that. But my thing is, it shouldn't even be.
Yeah, we talking about the Olympics.
There anyway.
We talking about the Olympics.
Yeah, we talking about the Olympics. This
that's
is
what,
big,
that's what
right?
Man,
you
know, man.
He's going to go out there and show
so bad about it. Like, I understood about the mother. I get that. But it's like, baby girl, this is bigger than this.
Yeah, this
like,
is big.
You can go down in the history books here. You can leave a legacy behind for your family, for generations. Like, you can mess this up. So that's why I was so bothered that you that.
But here's the thing.
Come on.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She's a smart girl. She just took the risk. She knew all the stuff that everybody just said. She just took the risk because of her situation. She decided it was her choice. She made that clear. She knew what she was doing. She knew she was breaking the rules. She knew what could happen. She chose to take the risk. So that's just what it is. She made that decision with knowledge. She understood what she was doing.
With knowledge.
This wasn't an ignorant decision that she made. This wasn't a mistake.
Right.
She made a conscious decision to do it. She already pretty much said it.
Hey.
But that's how it sounded to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an ignorant choice.
Yeah, true.
She went in knowing what she was doing. She went in knowing what she was doing.
Yeah.
But she took the touch. Her path that she went down was the ignorant path to go down.
You're making call it something else, but I don't know about ignorant because she had the knowledge. She made a conscious decision. Now, you can make say it was stupid, but it wasn't ignorant because she knew what she was doing. She didn't go in there blinded about the consequences. She was like, I know what my consequences are. I'm going to take the risk. So you making call it stupid, but I don't know about ignorant because she had the information and she knew.
Stupid, ignorant, dumb.
She could still go down in history.
That incident, you know, on her level, with her age, she's right. She's still going to, and that's why I think she chose to do it. She's like, I'm young. So, hey, I still got a chance. So I think she just was willing to take that risk. From what I heard her speak about, that's how I comprehended everything she said. She knew what she was doing. So let's try to get at least one more call. I know we're winding down. If we can, area code 314-616. Call. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Colin, thanks for calling in.
Oh, peace, Colin.
What's the word?
Yeah, really, man, I'm just kind of calling to listen in today. I don't really know what the specifics of the topics is this week. But
You missed out on a lot, brother.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I was out with Kevin popping fireworks last weekend, so I...
Don't do that. Anybody who knows me knows I do not deal with fireworks, brother. But go ahead.
It's just been so much going on from the Bill Cosby thing to the Olympian, which I'm very neutral when it comes to the whole marijuana thing. I don't use it myself. I don't knock anybody that does. I think that, you know, this is not a performance enhancement tool. So why are we making a big deal about it? You know what I'm saying? And then looked at Michael Phelps, and there's actually a Jamaican gentleman too. I can't think of his name that also uses it. And between the two of these guys, they got like 26 medals. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the big thing with Shakur is there's actually women that are in her field that are faster than her that are currently competing in these I guess the 4x1s, whatever it is that she runs. But
right.
Well, it is what it is. As far as the thing that I want to kind of put a highlight on, I think that it's very interesting that you have three world leaders that have recently been assassinated, and it's not by chance that these same three world leaders have refused to institute the vaccine on their people. Now, I think that the latest being the prime minister or president of Haiti. So
Haiti,
I kind of
yeah.
just want to share some light on that and see what you guys thought about that.
Yes, indeed. Juvenile Mosey. I'm not sure I have seen. Yeah, right on, caller. That's interesting. I'm not sure with this Haiti thing. I think it's a little deeper than that. Just because, you know, Haiti was having their issues before the COVID thing jumped off. Because if we remember, last year, I believe it was February 2020, before the COVID thing actually jumped off, they were protesting in Haiti because the president did not want to have elections. So they was basically saying his presidency was illegitimate. And the people, right, I always look at what the people doing. The people of Haiti was protesting. They was in the streets because they wanted him to get out. They was calling him a puppet of the U.S. You know, they didn't like his regime or how he was running the country. And this all started before, you know, a few months before the COVID jumped off. So I'm not sure. So I can't really speak on. I would have to do some more research as far as the other leaders that have been assassinated and whatnot, you know, for not taking the or for not having their people take the vaccine. You know, so I would have to do some research on that. I mean, that's interesting if that's the case. I do know that the country in Africa, I want to say Madagascar, actually had a natural cure, and people were trying to actually bring that cure over to the U.S., and the U.S. Was denying, you know, mass shipments of this particular natural cure that the country of Madagascar had. They didn't want to get that out to the people. And even though they had a low COVID rate, you know, there was some plans to try to stop the natural remedy from coming over here and getting to the masses of people. So, you know, that's interesting. Who knows? We know these people play games. We know that this whole COVID thing is a plan. Well, I ain't gonna say it's a pandemic, but there's definitely some things going on that that they could offer better help besides the vaccine. In my opinion, they could offer better solutions besides the vaccine. I'll say that. You know, they just went straight to the vaccine. This thing is not even FDA approved. It's not really a vaccine. It messes with the mRNA and all type of things. It's just a lot going on with and unknowns with the vaccine that they kind of rushed to the market. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I'm skeptical about the vaccine. But, you know, as far as them assassinating leaders for not, you know, having their people take the vaccine, you know, I don't put nothing past these folks for real, you know. But
hey. You know, I'll say this, and I'm going to close on this myself. When it comes to this vaccine, the whole virus, you know, we've wrestled with this over the past year on this show about do we think it's a weapon, do we think it's a this or that. And
right.
Under, like I said, when I brought up earlier, under the leadership of Minister Louis Farrakhan, he has said that it is a pestilence from God. So I'm instructed to follow what my minister says. And with that being said,
that's right,
I want to say that I believe now that governments or powers to be, whatever you want to call them, are using this situation to introduce this vaccine to people to try to unfold whatever evil, devilish plot they got on humanity.
Right.
Like the minister, right. They know they can't get rid of, they know that this is not going away. They know it's not their doing, and they can't fix it. But they're using the fear of it to inject people with this poison.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that's right. Why they press on people so much with this. They pressing, and keep bringing the heat on. It's not going away. I mean, y'all heard about Joe Biden wanting the government to go door to door.
Door to door.
That's the first time mentioned in the criteria. Mm-hmm. That's why, look, three videos that I spoke on today, y'all got time. Just go back and look at them over time. And that's the Criterion that Mr. Franklin did last year and the Save the Day 2020 in Chicago and Detroit. And just take your time and just listen to them, break them down. But all this stuff he spoke about, he talked about how they're trying to do with this vaccine. He spoke on the fact of, look, he said, watch the weather to show you what's to come. Watch the weather. Lake Mead right now is at an all-time low. Lake Mead, like the West Coast, is in a heavy drought. They say Lake Mead is losing like a foot of wheat. You got polar bears and grizzly bears. Now, me and Rigel laughed about this, but you got polar bears and grizzly bears mating with each other for survival. The planet is going through a major change. And like I said, the minister said, can watch the weather. Watch this. Watch that. Everything he said to watch is unfolding. It's unfolding. So I'm just saying, hey, people, check those out when you get an opportunity. We can speak about them more. But I'm going to close with that. Like, hey, we got it's a lot going on in our planet. A lot going on. And if you just sense your feeling, your spidey sense, it's telling a lot of us, like, this is we're involved in a major shift. This ain't something that's going to come about 200 years from now. We in the end game right now. Some things are changing drastically. And you got these, you know, these entities showing up from in the sky more often. Hey, let's be prepared, y'all, because we getting ready for a major shift.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to close with that.
Yes, indeed. Well, yeah. I mean, that's real. I'm going to let you close out. I just want to say appreciate the family. Appreciate everybody for listening. We'll see y'all next week. And let Roger close us up.
Yeah. But I totally agree with what Mufasa was saying. A person that's always tries to live and honor the spiritual parent inside. I mean, I can't understand a person that don't pay attention to natural things around them, the very thing, the life that's around them, the sky, the weather, the wind, the ground. I don't have an experience of my life not paying attention to those things. So it's very important to pay attention to those things. But I'll just stop there. It's a lot I can say, but I'll leave it there. I want to thank everybody for calling in and tuning in with us like you always do and supporting us. We really appreciate it. I want you to just continue to tune in with us each and every Sunday. Like always, follow us on Facebook. If you have any show topic ideas, send us an email at collectivemindyahoo.com. Peace. See you next week.
Peace and blessings.
Stand on your square. We on the earn. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new punk, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers. Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talkin'.